Hi, my name is Andrew Duthie. In this dev nugget, I'm going to demonstrate for you the schema-driven validation features of ASP.NET 2.0 in Visual Studio 2005. I'll also show you how you can create your own custom schema to drive both validation and IntelliSense in the Visual Studio 2005 environment. So we're taking a look right now at an ASP.NET 2.0 website called Validation Schema, and it's just a pretty straightforward ASP.NET website with one page called default.aspx. One of the things that you may have seen in previous demos is that Visual Studio 2005 adds the ability to use IntelliSense statement completion from within the source view window of an ASP.NET web form. So you get things like IntelliSense for various arguments, you get IntelliSense for the tags that are available at any given level, and that's all driven from XSD schemas that are installed with the product. In addition to the IntelliSense, the schema-driven nature of Visual Studio 2005 also drives validation of your markup. So for example, if I were to try and add an argument to my head tag called foo, I would get instant validation that says that foo is not a valid attribute of element head, and that's driven by an XSD schema. And that schema is selected in this drop-down dialog box called Target Schema for Validation. Right now, my target schema is for IE6. I could drop that all the way back to IE3 or Netscape 3. I can use standard HTML 4.0 or XHTML, transitional frame set, or 1.1. Or I could target Netscape Navigator 4.0. These are all schemas that are installed with Visual Studio 2005. So let's say, for example, that in IE6, I want to add an attribute to my body called, let's say, class. So I'll call my class equals foo. And then I want to check and see if that's actually supported in IE 3.02. And what I see is that when I switch to the validation scheme for IE 3 and Netscape 3, I see that the class attribute isn't supported in the body tag on those browsers. So this is a quick and easy way for me to validate that my markup will actually work in various browsers. But let's say that I wanted to support a browser that's not natively supported in our schemas that ship with Visual Studio. What you can actually do is define your own custom schema and register that so that Visual Studio knows how to use it. So I'm going to switch over to Windows Explorer, and what I've done is I've taken the IE6.0 XSD file, and these files are located in Microsoft Visual Studio 8, Common 7, Packages, Schema, HTML, and they're just simple XSD schemas, and I've copied that to a file called mycustomschema.xsd. And my custom schema is just basically an identical copy of IE6.0 XSD with a few small changes. Currently, I'm running as a non-administrator in my OS and in Visual Studio, which means I wouldn't have access to change the contents of anything in my program files directory. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use a command prompt that I've got elevated to administrator, and I'm going to open up this file using the development environment. So basically I'm using the command prompt C program files, Microsoft Visual Studio 8, Common 7, IE, Devin.exe, which is the development environment for Visual Studio 2005, and then I'm passing it the path to the custom schema that I want to edit. So I'll go ahead and execute that. That'll open a new version of Visual Studio that's running as administrator and will allow me to actually edit this file. So what we can see here is I've made a few changes from my IE6 schema, and let me go ahead and open the IE6 schema so we can compare that. So I'll do file open file, and I'll open the IE6 XSD. And we take a look at that XSD, we can see that the IntelliSense, the target namespace uses IE6, the XMLNS argument uses IE6, the succinct friendly name, which we see in the drop-down list box, is Internet Explorer 6. And what I've done in my custom schema is I've changed that simply to my custom schema, same thing here. I'm going to use the same client object model, so I'm going to use the IE6 DOM, and I've just changed the friendly name to my custom schema. Now the other thing that I've done with my custom schema is I've added a new tag, and we can find that. I'll just do a simple find here. I've added an element called foo, and if we look at what that element looks like, it's simply an XSD element, and it's got a couple of attributes, bar and baz. Right, so fairly straightforward. If we look at where that exists, what I've done is I've added that as an element in my form element content. So what that should do is prompt me and make me able to pop up that tag via IntelliSense inside my HTML form element. So once I've actually created my custom schema and I want to add that to the schemas that Visual Studio supports, I need to do that through a registry entry. And let me take a quick look at the registry entry in question. In this case, that's in a document called registerschema.reg, which is just a register file that makes it easy to add a registry entry. So this is going to go into HKey Local Machine Software Visual Studio 8.0 packages and then the GUID for that key. And then it goes under schemas. And in my case, I'm using schema 21. We actually have 20 schemas installed by default. And so any custom schemas need to be the very next number. There should be no gaps. I only have 20 installed, so I'm going to add this as schema 21. And then I'm adding a few keys, my friendly name, the URI, and the file, which is my custom schema.xsd. So in order to add this to the registry, again, I'm going to use my admin command prompt, and I'm simply going to pass in the path to that file, execute that. I'll get prompted to add it to the registry, and I say yes. And then in order to get Visual Studio to recognize that XSD schema, I need to close Visual Studio and reopen it, and it'll load my custom schema. So I'm going to close Visual Studio. I'm going to go ahead and fire Visual Studio up again and open my validation schema project. And now, Visual Studio has not just IE6, etc., etc., it also has my custom schema. So I'm going to select my custom schema, and I'll go ahead and open a new tag inside my form element. And what I should find is that I have my foo tag available. I get my bar and baz elements are also available. And I'm able to complete my foo tag. Now, if I switch back to a schema that doesn't support the foo element, I get the validation pop-up that says element foo is not supported. So just that quickly, I was able to create a custom schema, register it within the registry, and get Visual Studio 2005 to load it and use it for both IntelliSense and validation in my web project.